You've reached the inspirational voice message line at Second Presbyterian Church. We hope this message finds you peace today and in the days ahead. Today's reading is from Luke chapter 3, verses 1 through 14. John the Baptist prepares the way. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip tetrarch of Iatrea, and Trachonitis and Lysanias tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into the country around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And as it was written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, "A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for my Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked road shall become straight, the rough way smooth, and all people will see God's salvation." John said to the crowds coming out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire." "What should we do then?" the crowd asked. John answered, "Anyone who has two shirts should share one with one who has none, and anyone who has food should do the same." Even tax collectors came to be baptized. "Teacher," they asked, "what should we do?" "Don't collect any more than you are required to," he told them. Then some soldiers asked him, "Well, what should we do?" He replied, "Don't extort money. Don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay." God blesses the reading of Scripture. The main question in this passage is, what then should we do? This question happens today all the time, whether it's my children, people I work with, or just random strangers. The question is always, what should we do? We want answers. We want direct guidance. We want people to tell us how to get from point A to point B. We want instructions. We like instructional videos. Tell me how to do it. Tell me what I'm missing. Tell me how I can do it without really much effort. Well, the bottom line here is that John is telling us exactly what we have to do, that we have to prepare a path. The answer isn't quick, it's not easy, and it doesn't happen today. It's small little steps built up over time. But the great thing is that we can start today. The tax collectors, the soldiers, the hordes, they showed up and said, "What do we do?" John said, "You can start today, and here's how it works, and here's how you can do it." I coach sixth grade basketball. And those kids always want to know, how do we win games? Well, we win games by practice. We win games by all the little things that we do consistently, built up over time. The journey far outweighs the end result. Being a good team is like living a good life. So at the end of the day, you have to tell yourself, I have to learn to repent. I have to learn to pray. I have to learn to be grateful. I have to learn to be giving. And that can all start right now. And we don't have to wait for that to come from the people on top or the people on high. Spiritual action doesn't happen in that realm. Spiritual action happens at work and at home, in the wilderness, with people. So at the end of the day, you always have to start, and you know that the journey is going to be where all the effort happens. And there's no magical cure or magical fix. It's just to put your faith in God's plan. And listen to that wholeheartedly and know it's the right plan. And to always prepare for God's salvation. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to hear this message today and to hear these words. Please guide us through a Christmas season, a season where we celebrate the birth of your Son, and we celebrate the idea of giving and gratefulness and salvation, and knowing that that should carry over throughout the entire year. But we put a heavy focus on it now, and the people that want that salvation can get that, and they can get it right now. And grace is freely given. You just have to choose to start right now and clear a path for your arrival. Please watch over us in the holiday season and watch the sick and the afflicted and put your hands on us as we make really tough decisions about a lot of different things, and know that your plan is the perfect plan. In your name we pray, amen. Thank you for joining us this week. We hope you have a wonderful Christmas season, and we'll talk to you very soon.